time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
Well, this Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. Ads run 30 seconds, $2.5 million. Well, what would happen if there was an ad advocating abortion that was going to air during the Super Bowl? Would that be appropriate? What if there was an ad from a Muslim organization promoting Islam? Would that be appropriate? Or what if there was a pro-life ad? Would that be appropriate? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. Email me at Dr. Brown, Dr. Brown, at askdrbrown.org. Okay, I threw out some hypotheticals there just to get you thinking at the beginning of the show, but in fact, the big controversy is over an ad that CBS will be airing, produced by Focus on the Family, featuring the mother of Tim Tebow. If you don't know Tim Tebow, then you're not following college sports, in particular college football, which of course is fine. But Tim Tebow is one of the most outstanding college football players in the history of college football. But more importantly, just graduated now from University of Florida. But more importantly, he is a solid Christian witness, the child of missionary parents in the Philippines. And when his mother had a serious health problem during her pregnancy, she was encouraged by doctors to have an abortion. She chose not to. And of course, what was produced was an extraordinary young man. Who is an outstanding witness for Jesus, according to all reports. And people who follow him closely say that he's the real deal. So, Focus on the Family is airing an ad. CBS has approved it. That will feature Tim Tebow and his mom talking about how she chose to have her baby. And there is outrage over it. There's all kinds of outcry. Last year, what I understand, NBC refused to run an ad by a Catholic organization that was a pro-life ad. No, we're not going to run anything political. But CBS is running it, and National Women for Organizations, etc., and quote, pro-choice, pro-abortion organizations are condemning it, and they're condemning Focus on the Family. So first, let me just give you the overview, and then I want to talk about, as always, both sides of the issue, and get your feedback. Okay, Josh, go ahead and play clip two.
The biggest showdown on Super Bowl Sunday may not be on the field, but on the airwaves, as pro-choice groups call on CBS to drop a pro-life ad featuring college football superstar Tim Tebow and his mother, Pam. It's funded by the Christian organization Focus on the Family.
And we know what the ad is, and we thought this will be great for the country to see. We didn't expect the level of controversy, especially from people that haven't seen the ad.
The ad will tell the story of Pam Tebow's decision not to have an abortion while pregnant with Tim. A number of women's groups say they not only object to the ad, but also to the group behind it. The National Organization for Women calls Focus on the Family anti-woman and says the ad puts women's health at risk by, quote, promoting ideology over medicine. The Women's Media Center says Focus on the Family is anti-equality and divisive. Other groups are equally wary.
They're known to spew hate and be very divisive, and I have no doubt that that will come through, and I don't believe that it has a place. Again, this un-American hate doesn't have a place in this all-American pastime.
Catholic organizations tried to air a pro-life commercial during last year's Super Bowl. It was rejected by NBC, which reportedly told the groups it did not allow political or issue advocacy advertisements. This year, CBS is standing by its decision to air the spot featuring the Tebows. In a statement, the network says, quote, "At CBS, our standards and practices process continues to adhere to a process that ensures all ads on all sides of an issue are appropriate for air. We will continue to consider responsibly produced ads from all groups."
Some people won't agree with it, you know, but I think they can at least respect that I stand up for what I believe, and I'm never, you know, shy about that.
The Women's Media Center says CBS is risking alienating viewers and the dollars they would spend with other CBS advertisers. But conservative groups like Concerned Women for America say they want to know why their liberal counterparts haven't raised objections to CBS programs that feature sexually graphic or misogynistic content. In Washington, Shannon Bream, Fox News.
All right, so let's look at this from our side as followers of Jesus and lovers of life, and that means life beginning in the womb, beginning at conception. Okay, there is a message. You know, Tim Tebow's clear. There is a message they want to get out, and it is a pro-life message, and it is a message saying don't abort your baby, choose life. The idea that the ad will be spewing hate. Just remember, if you're going to watch the Super Bowl, just remember that comment, that focus on the family. They're divisive and they spew hate, and certainly this ad will be spewing hate. That's what one of the women quoted on Fox News said. So just bear it. Keep looking for the hate to be spewing from this commercial. I mean, how could... Can any look, this is a person that's a spokesperson for some organization enough to make it on TV. How can they actually think that it's going to be spewing? We hate women. We hate women having a choice. We hate women enough to have them risk their own lives just for principle. How in the world can they think that is going to be coming forward? Just makes them look bad, which is fine. Because their position should look bad because it's the wrong position. And are there going to be ads running that are, say, for alcoholic beverages? Are people potentially going to get drunk drinking those alcoholic beverages? Is someone potentially going to get drunk and get into an accident and kill somebody? That happens probably every day of the year. So what about this? Should those be aired? Are there going to be any ads aired that have sexual content or that are racy in any way? Or what about what Concerned Women for America says? Where are the women's groups speaking up because of all the misogynist shows, the anti-women shows in terms of how women are portrayed, etc., on CBS? And all women being exploited for sexual purposes and looks, etc., etc. And what else is on CBS? I'm not an expert on it, but what else is on CBS? Just the general content that would be considered morally offensive. Why is that okay? Are there no pro-gay messages that come through CBS broadcasting? Are there no other messages that have political impact or political intent that come through the scripts and the shows on CBS? So why is that okay? But you can't air an ad, which is a pro-life ad. Here, Josh, play the first clip. This is pretty wild discussion on the women's show, The View.
You know, a commercial scheduled to air during Super Bowl has women's groups outraged. It's about a mom who ignores recommendations for her to abort her baby and how that baby grows up to become a Florida Gators football star, Tim Tebow. Now, the ad is from conservative Christian focus group Focus on Family, and Tebow says it celebrates life. So what are people flipping out about? I'm not sure.
I don't know. The only argument against any of it is that, you know, he could just as easily become some kind of a rapist pedophile. I mean, you don't know what someone's going to be. So, I mean, in this case, he turned out to be great. Mm-hmm. But it's not an argument about abortion or not abortion. It's just this, in this particular case, this particular woman decided not to do it. And this is the wonderful result. There are others who decide to do it, and they're glad that they did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a very individual choice.
Okay, now as outrageous as the rapist pedophile comment is, on the one hand, let me try to step back and get the point, which is just to say, just because you chose to have the child doesn't mean that you made the right choice based on how the child turns out. So the bigger question is that the basis of the decision? If I know my kid is going to have a better chance of being a bad kid than a good kid, do I therefore abort the kid? That's not the issue. I mean, you might as well kill the kid at one or two if they have the bad tendencies, or six or eight if you see they're going in the wrong direction, or 10 or 12 before they start raping people. Obviously, you understand the absurdity of that comment, that way of thought. The question is that child in the womb a true child, or is it, as somebody posted on our website the other day, just a clump of cells We sent him to a pro-life website and said, just look at what abortion does, okay? And then come back with this clump of cells thing. So the bigger issue is to say, hey, that's a real life in there. That's a real life in there. And look what the potential of this life is. And that's you have to look at every life, because nobody is pre-programmed to be a rapist pedophile or a top football player. The environment and the way these kids are raised is going to be a big, big issue. But we come back, I want to give the other side of this. What if an ad ran from a gay dating website? And this is actually submitted to CBS with men kissing. How would you feel about that airing during the Super Bowl? Or what if it was an atheist ad that aired? How would you feel about that airing during the Super Bowl? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. CBS, right or wrong, to air this. We'll talk about it when we come back. Thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, glad to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. Email me at drbrown@askdrbrown.org. Hey, are you on our email list? Do you get notices from us? For example, when the Tyra Banks show aired last week and got to have my interrupted say at that on it, and then we sent out the link on YouTube. Did you get that? Or announcements about new publications or free audio messages you can listen to? Are you getting all that information? Or special guests we're going to have on the Line of Fire, like next week, Sir Anthony Buzzard, as we will continue a debate that's been going on in recent weeks on the deity of Jesus and the preexistence of the Son of God. Or later in the month, a debate on cessationism. Are the gifts of the Spirit still for today? And of course, if you're on our mailing list, email list, then you would have known about the wonderful debates that I had with fine apologist and theologian Dr. James White on the subject of Calvinism last week. So if you're not on the email list, just take a minute. Don't do it while you're driving. Just wait. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Just wait till you have a chance. Pull over. Wait till you're home. Get on our website, askdrbrown.org. Right there on the homepage, you can sign up for the email list. Okay, so back to the subject of today, the Tim Tebow ad, the pro-life ad featuring Tim Tebow's mom saying that she chose to have her child, even though there were serious health risks. Here she's a missionary in the Philippines, serious health risks. If she carries her baby, she's going to have the baby anyway, declines abortion, and of course gives birth to someone that becomes one of the most outstanding football players in college history, but better still, an outstanding spokesman for Jesus, Tim Tebow. Those upset with this have called Focus on the Family and, quote, anti-equality, anti-choice, homophobic organization. Got that? They're anti-equality, they're anti-choice, and they're homophobic. Focus on the Family says this ad that will feature the theme Celebrate Family, Celebrate Life. What's wrong with airing that in the Super Bowl? Yeah, I don't know where they're getting the money from. Someone must have backed this, because I know budget's tight for everyone and for Focus on the Family. $2.5 million, so someone must have come up with funds to make this happen. But there for 30 seconds, that's how many people watch this. It's worth it for people to do it, and they want to get this message out. I think it's wonderful. I'm glad they're doing it, and I'm glad CBS is willing to air it. The question is, and I always try to see things from the other side's viewpoint. I know some of it's so shrill and extreme, it's very difficult to get in other people's shoes. But as much as possible, try to raise the other side, or something that we could think about. So Mike Selizik, writing on MSNBC Sports, says that CBS is making a huge mistake running the ad. He said that they're only doing it because they need the money. And in his rant here, he says, so we get an anti-abortion ad by a homophobic organization during the biggest sporting event of the year at a time when we're all sitting together watching the big game. We'll have another reason to argue and yell at each other. Now, you might say, well, fine, argue and yell at each other. First, I don't think the ad will be quite as controversial as some think. Maybe it will be. And I'm talking about in terms of how positively you'll put things forward. But It could well be there'll be more argument and yelling. But if this, in fact, is a life issue, should we not put it forward? And should we not use an opportunity like this to put it forward? Come on, I know a lot of you would like to advertise something or get a message out if you had $2.5 million to throw around there. And that's aside from getting the thing produced. Who knows what that actually costs? But here's what Mike Selizik raises. Here's his question. CBS will still have standards, except they'll be based on money, and he'll be upset. Focus on the Family can run its ad because everyone likes Tim Tebow, and the anti-choice agenda is buried underneath the feel-good story of the kid who wasn't supposed to be born but grew up to be a hero. But neither they nor any other net will take an ad from an atheist group whose message is there is no heaven, no hell, no God. That would tick off the paying customers. So how would you feel about that if CBS aired an ad from an atheist group saying, hey, come back to reality. There is no God. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There are no angels. There are no demons. Just this life. So sit back and enjoy it and enjoy the game. What if they aired that? How would Christians respond? How would conservative Christian organizations respond? How would you respond? I mean, would you call CBS, say, that's it, I'm not watching your programming anymore, or write a letter or do what you could to see that this doesn't happen again, express some type of moral outrage? Would you say, hey, whatever, if they're going to air pro-life ad, I guess they should air, you know, as long as it doesn't cross certain boundaries. You know, it might be offensive, but as long as it doesn't violate certain rules about what you can and can't say on television during that time of the day, well, I guess they have the right to do it. 866-34-TRUTH. Do you think there'd be a Christian outrage? Do you think conservative Christian organizations would be raising their voices in protest? He goes on to say, this makes me wish an atheist organization would do just that. And if not a Super Bowl ad, maybe one college kid could be persuaded to write, there is no and no God on his stripes of eye black, either that or Allahu and Akbar. Okay, what's he talking about? If you've watched football, then you see this commonly, and sometimes baseball players do this as well, but they paint black under their eyes. It helps with glare, helps them to see better. And it's almost become a style. So Tim Tebow has used this for evangelistic purposes. Under one eye, it'll be written, so here's the black, eye black, and then under that, written on it, so it stands out clearly. Under one eye will say John, the other eye, 3:16. Messages like that. In fact, people would be waiting to see what's he going to write under his eyes. When he wrote John 3:16, which of course all believers instantly know, we know the verse, but many of those watching have no idea what this, what's John 3:16? It's amazing how many would not know it these days. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life, eternal life. But when he put John 3:16 on his eyes, I understand that that was the number one searched item online that particular day. So, and you know, I had never seen him play, maybe just a snippet of a play here and there, but never actually seen a game until his last major, his most important college game of this year, and fighting for a championship game in his division, which then would have promoted his team to the national championship game again, as they had won last year. And I had a day in between two speaking engagements just with a free afternoon. I thought, boy, I'm just going to rest at the hotel and just watch this game. It's the first time I ever saw Tim Tebow play a full game or most of a game. And I saw under his eyes, if I recall, it was John 16:33. In this world, you'll have tribulation. The be of good cheer have overcome the world. And I thought, uh-oh, I think he's going to have some problems today. And, of course, his team lost, and he was crying at the end, but then with dignity just talked to the reporter and so on, and you could see what a competitor that he is. But I thought, well, maybe this loss will do him more good long-term than another win, just in terms of character building and so on, and how God uses these kind of things. But that's another subject. Would we react if, as Mike Sellis said, here's a close-up of a Muslim player, and in college, or he just converted to Islam, and he's got under his eyes on one side Allahu and the other Akbar. Allah is great, or greater than, actually. Or what if an atheist kid wrote, there is no on one side, or God, there is no God under his eyes. Would we get it? How could you send that message out? Do we have a double standard? Or, hey, wait a second. This nation's still predominantly Christian. face the facts. All right, we'll be back. 866-34-TRUTH. What do you think?
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Email me at Dr. Brown, drbrown at askdrbrown.org. I want to tell you the results of the poll on MSNBC.com, which is fascinating because that would be quite a liberal-leaning site, just like if there was a poll on Fox News, it would be very much conservative-leaning site. So the poll numbers are always going to be skewed. But I'll tell you about that in a moment. Just a reminder, after the debates last week with Dr. James White on Calvinism, and those were just introductory debates, God willing, we'll be getting into a lot more depth in future debates and other venues and settings. But quite a lively discussion erupted on our website over the 2 days of the debates, and then a third day where I gave my closing reflections. And we got hundreds and hundreds of comments posted, some of them very detailed theological arguments, scriptures going back and forth. There's been far more light than there's been heat, so it's been great to see this going on. But if you want to learn the give and take, if you want to air your opinion, or just see what others have to say, by all means, go to askdrbrown.org, click on the line of fire, and then just look at the relevant days and dive in. If you really got some time, you need time, trust me. Go to the very first day of the debate and start reading the comments there. And if you missed the shows, then listen to the shows first. You can hear what Dr. White had to say and what I had to say. Mike Selizik has argued that CBS would probably not take ads from an atheist group, but they would take an ad here from a pro-life group, and they need the money. Well, if they need the money and an atheist group had the money, why wouldn't they take that ad? We'll come back to the economic question in a moment. He says it could be a very heartwarming spot. I guess the point is that if Tebow's mother had followed the doctor's advice, the world would have been deprived of a desperately needed football player, and there would not have been a Heisman Trophy winner in 2007, obviously being sarcastic. The Super Bowl doesn't need it, neither do we. You want to stuff your religion down my throat, have the decency to come and ring my doorbell like a good Mormon or Jehovah's Witness, then I can at least share with you my own fervently held belief. You are a presumptuous and pompous gas bag. Well, at least he's made himself clear on that. But there is a gay website, gay dating website, no reason to mention the name of it here, that apparently was not super well known in the gay community based on just some comments I'm seeing that were sent to me. But it's been suggested on a very aggressive gay website called JoeMyGod.com. You can tell he is not a born-again believer, that it's been suggested that the ad, which was not really that well produced and shows two men kissing, that's right, two men kissing, that this was just a publicity stunt. Different groups have done this in the past. Different companies have done this. They will present an ad to the company, and they'll normally do it pretty well, and they'll present it to the network. The network will say, no, that's too racy, that's too extreme, that's too controversial, we can't air it. And what that does is it gets the massive publicity because people say, wow, the ad wasn't aired. What ad? What was on the ad? You go see the ad, you find out about the website. So it's been suggested that this was just a publicity stunt, which it could well have been. Like I said, comments on that gay website, some of them said, boy, I never heard of them before. It must have been a publicity stunt. But let's just say it wasn't. How would you feel about that? Let's say it didn't have two men kissing, but just a gay dating website. Some years ago, I was watching a basketball game one night, NBA basketball game, and to my absolute shock, during one of the breaks, during a commercial, okay, first some sensual thing, some lady, you know, some chat site or dating site, whatever, it's like, okay, I can't watch this trash, even a commercial, forget watching TV, period, which is the conclusion I ultimately came to again, as I have on and off over the years. But another occasion, yikes, it's a male dating site. Guys, oh, I'm looking for someone you want to hook up. This is incredible. Well, it's basically whatever the public will tolerate. If the public didn't tolerate it, no matter how much money the company was given, they'd probably back down. No matter how much they were being paid for ads, and they have certain prices for ads, and that's what you pay, certain times of the day, etc. I don't think they would air it, period, if it costs them too much money. In other words, I don't think they're that ideologically driven that they would air it if it costs them viewers and boycotts and things like that. But how would we react if CBS decided no bad pictures in terms of any sexual content, but just one guy smiling and he's making a phone call to somebody else and the other guy picks up the phone and they're both smiling and they met through a gay dating website and, oh, if you're looking for lasting relationships, this is the place to go, and it's men with men. Wouldn't we be outraged? Wouldn't we, the phones ring off the hook? That would become better known than the Super Bowl itself, regardless of who won or lost that ad. Is it a double standard on our part? Is it right for us to say that the pro-life ad should run, but some other ad shouldn't run? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Okay, fascinatingly, on the MSNBC poll about should they air the ad or not, now the numbers were higher the last time I checked than they were today, but even as of today, the yes side, it should be aired, is still about 61%, and the no side, 39%, which was, to me, absolutely amazing, based on the fact that this is a very liberal website. For example, if they were to do a poll today on some Republican-Democrat issue, it would be heavily slanted towards the Democrat position. And if it was some other general moral issue, there's a conservative versus liberal stance, would be heavily slanted towards the liberal just based on the people that go there. Just like most of the people say they go to Drudge Report are conservatives, and most of the ones that go to CNN are liberals, if you had to just slant it, okay? I found it fascinating that 61% are still saying, yes, it should air, which could mean that CBS was doing this at an entirely pragmatic level. In other words, that CBS said, what ads are too controversial, what ads will fly? As long as people pay us $2.5 million, we're happy to have it. Certainly the ad space is going to get filled, and then CBS will use some of it to promote their own stuff, their own shows. But perhaps it was entirely pragmatic. Perhaps it was, now listen, I'm not just saying money grabbing, I'm saying pragmatic, meaning that given national sentiments or given their own polling data, and I don't know if they did any of this, okay, I'm just speculating here. I haven't attempted to contact anyone at CBS to ask. I'm just speculating. But could it be that for them this was simple pragmatics? Okay, the ad is fine. The ad in and of itself is not massively controversial. Or, for example, they're not showing the results of an abortion, and here's a little baby is torn from limb to limb. They're not showing that. That would just be so graphic. People would be horrified and mortified, and people would start flipping out and calling. My kids are watching. How can you do that? Oh, okay. Maybe they just said, you know, the sentiments are such that people won't, they'll take this as positive, and there'll be some uproar, but not that much. Whereas if we aired something else, there would be massive uproar. Therefore, we'll do the one and not the other. To me, it could be that's simple. Okay, we'll be back. Welcome back to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us. 866-34-TRUTH. Email me at drbrown@askdrbrown.org. Okay, my prediction, not on who's going to win the Super Bowl. By the way, I was just sent a link today with the testimony of Drew Brees, who is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. So apparently, according to this, committed Christian man just seized the hand of God and bring him to New Orleans. The way things worked out, Peyton Manning is just known as an upstanding gentleman, etc. The quarterback of the other team is, this brings in our other discussions in the past, does God care who wins? Is God, does God have a purpose in one winning so that there can be a testimony that comes out of it? If so, how do you explain the years when teams won that didn't have a testimony coming out of it because none of the leaders were known to be Christians, etc.? Anyway, that is another subject. And I just noticed front page of Time magazine about the violence of football, the injuries and even deaths in football, high school kids and others getting severely injured and killed and so on. We had a discussion about that with last month with sports writer Charles Chandler, committed Christian, working with the Charlotte Observer. If you missed that interview, go back to our archives on AskDrBrown.org, click on the Line of Fire. I think you'd enjoy the interview. I found it fascinating. And above all, Charles' testimony stood out. But here's my prediction, that the ad itself will be considered, a really positive ad by most. That many that were up in arms, again, this is not going to say, you know, black letters and red background, abortion is murder. And by the way, I'm not using those terms, saying that sentence in that way, to be negative on the statement. Absolutely, abortion is snuffing out the life of an innocent child in the womb. I'm talking about the way some would, is that going to be the mess? No, I think when people watch it, knowing the classiness of focus on the family and the fact that they have a message of love, not hate, as I've had the pleasure of working with them in recent years a number of times, I think the ad itself will be to many inspirational and encouraging and will result in women who are confused and wondering after all being so bombarded by the culture and what they hear in schools and through the media and so many other ways that some people who are really considering abortion will choose life for their kids, and who knows what will be produced from those lives in the coming years. Of course, there'll be controversy after, but I think the nature of the ad will snuff out a lot of the controversy. Is CBS doing it just because they need money? Is God knows. However, I'm glad they're doing it. And if the culture was such that other ads could air that were negative or hostile or contrary to what I believe is right, then that's secular TV. You know, that's the deal. And look, I know plenty of people that won't watch certain things just because the commercials or because the cheerleaders are different things. And anyway, let me just give some other reflections. Switching topics, as we had some snow here in Charlotte, canceled our Sunday morning service at Fire, and just gave me a little extra rest time over the weekend. And I had a little bit more time to be online, got some writing done and had some good time with the Lord, of course, but got some more time to be online, interacting on our Line of Fire forum, the discussion about Calvinism issues. And I want to say this, and then we'll take a call, but I want to make sure I get to this before the program's out. So I, through this broadcast, am very happy to talk about controversial issues. And I'm not really concerned about if the controversy draws in more listeners or the controversy turns off some listeners. If it's important that we address things and we do it in a way that glorifies the Lord, then I leave the results and the outcome to Him. And I don't like to bash people whose views I differ with or bash the views. I'm not trying to be divisive by hitting on different controversial subjects, but I'm asked questions so much about things within the body, be it Calvinism or Arminianism or pre-trib or post-trib or other end-time views and things like that, or the law on believers today, etc., what day is the Sabbath, or different things. So within the body, issues that are going to concern us and bring potential division. I don't just get into those because I like to argue and debate. I'm always seeking to be constructive. So I want to remind you, when we're in the midst of dealing with theological controversies within the body now, within the body, I'm not talking about heretical groups, do your best to really appreciate where the other person's coming from. Do your best to understand their position. Again, the best way you know if you're doing that is you restate it to them in your own words to their satisfaction. They go, yes, yes, that's accurately what I believe and hold to. And then learn what you can from each other and then present your views, always remembering that we're on the same side, we're on the same team, we're ultimately standing for the same Jesus to see Him glorified. So let there be more light than heat, and let's move the discussion forward so that Jesus can be glorified, maintaining a spirit of peace and unity in the midst of it. Okay, we come back.
That's BibleMinute.org.
Thanks for being with us today on the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. Remember, March 4th and 5th, that's Thursday night, Friday day through morning and afternoon, Discover Fire Days, when you can find out about Fire School of Ministry, whether your calling is to social justice, whether your calling is church planting in Indonesia. You'll find this to be an extraordinary place for training, equipping. If you're between college age and 80, this is the place for you. Go to our website, AskDrBrown.org, and click on Fire School of Ministry to get more info. Okay, one last thought before I just grab a call here. Talking about the theological controversy issue and then back to the Super Bowl ad. Oftentimes we get upset with each other and worked up over issues, and I understand why. We hold to them passionately. We believe they're life and death issues. We don't want to compromise truth. We believe they're consequences to wrong beliefs, etc., etc. I relate to all of that. And that's one reason that I don't just go out of my way to stir up controversy. I do that every single day and have people howling back and forth and screaming and getting everybody upset on both sides. That's never the goal. We're always seeking to be constructive. And when I'm dealing with a brother, someone I respect like James White, I have to know, okay, he's going to lay things out as clearly as he can with respect for me. I got to do the same on my end. If we're just so sweet and nice that we just agree on all that we agree on, we'll never get clarity on the other issues. So there's a way to do things. Hopefully the dialogue we had last week is helpful in that direction. And the dialogue going on online, almost without exception, is in that same direction. All right, let me grab a call before we're out of time. Jay in Richmond, thanks for calling today.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Brown. Maybe I'm being simplistic, but perhaps we're losing sight of the fact that all advertising sends a message. And you may not like that message, but you still it's up to the broadcasting agency, in this case CBS, to determine whether or not it meets their criteria. But it's still, somebody's going to pay to have a message proclaimed, whether it's pro-life, whether it's gays or whatever, or cigarettes or alcohol or whatever. And the ads for Super Bowl have always been a big thing. They've come up with the most outlandish ads in the past and things like that.
Yeah, you know, I still remember an ad. I guess it was for 7-Up or something like that, and it was kind of an anti-Coke Pepsi ad. And I was watching with family, and we thought, wow, that was very impressive. So they have to be creative. There are even competitions where you vote on the best ad. But you're absolutely right. I mean, certain things you can't advertise now, like cigarettes, like were advertised when we were growing up, because it's considered to be detrimental to health, etc. But every ad, that's the purpose, has a message, try to create a desire in you to get a certain thing that you probably don't need, or get you thinking in a certain direction, sympathetically or positively. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's just a matter of, unless it violates certain laws, broadcasting standards of communication, etc., anything's fair game, right? If someone pays for it, then the network has to decide whether they're going to take the heat for airing it.
Appreciate your show.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate the call. And again, just to bring us back on point for the show today, messages are being sent 24/7 when you're sitting in front of a TV. And of course, wherever you are now, online, or you're getting stuff constantly coming your way. But certainly, many years ago, it was realized for the most part that Americans had what they needed for life, so that what you needed to do in the ad was create a desire for something to give someone the sense that they needed something else, or to create a certain feeling of sympathy, a positive identification with whatever the product was, so that you'd be drawn towards it, or just put it in front of you, 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 so that you'd think in that direction. So what's the reminder for us? Hey, jot these verses down. Joshua 1:8, Proverbs 4:20-22, Colossians 3:16. Keep the word in front of your heart, your mind. Keep Jesus in front of your heart, mind, day and night, all the time. Be reminded of who he is. Be reminded of what the word says. Then we'll bear fruit. We keep the other trash in front of us day and night, we're in trouble. And may God use this ad for his purposes. Back with you tomorrow.
The Truth Radio Network.